Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1898, Vitamin Deficiencies and Weight Gain, and Chronic Sleep Deprivation, Why You Need a Good Night's Sleep, both by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com, and I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, welcome to another middle of the week, Wednesday edition of Optimal Health Daily. Remember, this is just one of a bunch of podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself. Except on Fridays, that's where I usually answer your questions. So if you want to send me a question, it's one of my favorite parts of the show, getting to listen to or reading your questions and answering them, send one directly to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want your voice heard on the show, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. All right, now it is in the middle of the week. And like I do every Wednesday, I'd like to share a little bit of inspiration with you. So here we go. Quote, listen to your life. All moments are key moments. Frederick Buchner. All right, like I said, I have 2 posts instead of the usual one. I do this when each of the articles is on the shorter side. So let's get right to Chalene's 2 posts and start optimizing your life. Vitamin Deficiencies and Weight Gain by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. Today, you will learn if you need to be taking a supplement and what the link between vitamin and mineral deficiencies are and weight loss. Recently published research suggests that there's an intricate relationship between weight gain and our deficiencies in vitamins and minerals. Research has also shown that overweight adults have vitamin deficiencies across the board. A few specific deficiencies stood out. Compared to those in the study who were considered to be at normal weight, 20% of obese adults were lacking in vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin D, and magnesium. They were also less likely to meet federal requirements for iron, calcium, and vitamin E. So, are our vitamin deficiencies increasing our body weight? An important fact to point out is that the supplement industry is a $300 billion a year industry. Why is that important? Because the supplement industry is big business, which means that with that, comes some deception. My suggestion is to use sites such as Labdoor.com. Labdoor is a third-party company that has taken it upon themselves to test some of the most popular supplements on the market. Their sole purpose is to give you, the consumer, a straightforward, unbiased report on the product and if the label is accurate in representing what's truly in the supplement. It's estimated that 92% of Americans are deficient in at least one vitamin or mineral. A recent USDA study showed that 37% of Americans are deficient in vitamin C, 70% don't consume enough vitamin E, 75% of us are defunct in zinc, and 40% are low in iron. After testing my own vitamin and mineral levels with my physician, my results showed that I was surprisingly deficient in the majority of vitamins and minerals, and even some of my amino acids. I was shocked. Up until this point, I never took vitamins. I always figured that I was getting everything I needed from my food. I've always eaten really well and taken great care of my body, but obviously, something was off. Come to find out, I was suffering from something most Americans have, but just don't know it: leaky gut. When you have leaky gut, your body is unable to properly absorb vitamins and minerals from your food, so you could be eating a crazy healthy diet and be deficient in a ton of areas. So, what do you do with this information? What can you do today to make sure you aren't continuing to put your body in a position of being deficient? 1. Start by removing the things from your diet that may cause inflammation. One of the biggest contributors to leaky gut is inflammation. So how do you know if a food is inflammatory? Well, this might take a little bit of testing on your end. The first thing you do is remove the most common inflammatory foods like dairy, wheat, gluten, processed sugar, corn, and soy. Read labels before you put food in your body and do your best to remove these 5 high inflammatory foods from your diet. Signs of inflammation can present themselves as symptoms such as, but not limited to, headache, aches, stomach distress, colon distress, cramping, gas, bloating, indigestion, heartburn, nausea, decrease in energy or mood, and so on. Basically, any negative physical change you notice that happens after you eat could be a sign of inflammation. Once you remove these inflammatory foods from your diet, your gut will begin to heal. And therefore, if you're suffering from leaky gut, your body will then start to absorb more nutrients from your food. 2, start taking a high-grade, high-quality multivitamin. The research is too overwhelming not to. We all walk around deficient in something. So cover all your bases and take a good daily multivitamin. Use a company like Labdor to help you determine which brand to go with. And 3, take an honest look at your diet. Are there areas that are lacking in nutrient-dense meals? See your body as a study. Be inquisitive and take the time to understand what you're putting in your body. You and your body deserve that. Chronic Sleep Deprivation: Why You Need a Good Night's Sleep, by Shalene Johnson of ShaleneJohnson.com. Sleep is important for every body process and tends to be something people sacrifice for things like work or socializing. Chronic sleep deprivation and lack of REM sleep can have negative health effects like ADD, memory loss, obesity, increased appetite, and a compromised immune system. I'm going to explain what chronic sleep deprivation and REM sleep are and how you can get more quality sleep. Chronic sleep deprivation. Chronic sleep deprivation is when you consistently don't get enough Z's. It's recommended for an adult between the ages of 18 and 64 to get between 7 and 9 hours of sleep each night, or an average of 8 solid hours. This doesn't mean that they're in bed for 8 hours, but are actually getting restorative sleep within that time. If you get less than 8 hours a day, day after day, week after week, you could suffer from chronic sleep deprivation. I was going to bed around 1:30 a.m. because I still had work to do after everyone else went to bed. I then got up around 5:30 a.m. to hit the gym and see my friends. This left me with about 4 hours of sleep every night for a long time. I felt groggy and sleepy each morning and like I needed a nap most days. But I pushed through because that's what successful people did. It was only after a brain scan and some testing that I realized my brain and body needed a break. They needed more sleep. REM sleep. When you sleep, your brain and body go through 5 stages, which makes one complete sleep cycle. You experience several of these cycles each night, which results in quality sleep. The last or 5th stage of the sleep cycle is REM sleep. It's in this stage that the brain and body organize the thoughts and memories of the day and get rid of toxins. Your brain is busy all day with body functions, work, and concentration, so many things. And when you're sleeping, it's the only time your brain can process everything and purge toxins. If you aren't getting enough sleep, your brain isn't getting the break it needs, and you feel groggy, have less energy, and can be forgetful. With chronic sleep deprivation, your brain and body have a buildup of toxins that can't be removed during the day, which can alter your brain and lead to impaired functioning. Quality sleep. There seems to be a secret to getting quality sleep, but with a few changes, you'll be well on your way to a better night's sleep. First, you have to change your routines and schedule to accommodate a full 8 hours of sleep. Start by turning out the lights 15 minutes earlier and build up to the full 8 hours. Make sure your bedroom is a place for sleep, not a place for watching television, catching up on emails, or doing work. It should be quiet, dark, and maybe even cooler than the rest of your house. Any lights may be distracting, even those from a cable box or alarm clock. Give yourself time to adjust to new routines, but make sleep a priority. Your body and mind will thank you. You just listened to the posts titled Vitamin Deficiencies and Weight Gain and Chronic Sleep Deprivation, Why You Need a Good Night's Sleep, both by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I want to mention a bit more about what Chalene mentioned in the first article. That's where she was talking about vitamin and mineral deficiencies and body weight. A leaky gut may absolutely be to blame for the lack of proper nutrient absorption. Chalene also mentioned the importance of consuming a diet rich in nutrients. What many studies have found is that even though we may be over-consuming calories, the calories we do eat are very low in nutrients. This is because so many of the calories may come from processed foods, and processing often strips the foods of their vitamins and minerals. But then there's the fact that some individuals may rely on a type of fad diet that will restrict certain foods. They do this, of course, to better manage their weight. Some of the foods not allowed on the diet may be full of nutrients. In fact, I conducted a study where I looked at what types of vitamins and minerals those following some common fad diets were consuming and whether they met the dietary recommendations. It turned out that the diets were low in quite a few vitamins and minerals. This all means that it could be possible that some are not absorbing their nutrients as they should because potentially they have a leaky gut. And if they're following a restrictive diet, they may be removing some of these nutrients too. So unfortunately, it's kind of a double whammy. All right, that'll do it for me for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber of the show. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. I hope you have a great rest of your Wednesday, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.